Your family line, your lineage, your kingdom begins with you. Stick around and I'll teach you why. Hello and welcome to the Warrior King Podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. And in this case, how to break generational curses. Again, welcome to the Warrior King Podcast. I hope you're all well. We're coming up on the end of 2023, so let's start having some big visions, some multi-million dollar, just mind-blowing visions, and have some delusional belief about that. Pursue our purpose and our success relentlessly. Today, we're going to be talking about breaking generational curses and what that means. And I'm really glad that you're here today for this talk because this is a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. This is one that I care about a lot. This is very important to me. And you're going to hear a little bit about why in this episode as well. So what is a generational curse, or what they refer to as a generational curse? These are things that are passed down through your family. It could be anything from generational poverty. Everyone in your family was poor or lacking in prosperity several generations down the line, all the way up until maybe your very own parents. Or it could be something like everybody in your family before you was an alcoholic or a drug addict and things like that. And oftentimes these generational curses are things that we recognize when we're younger or when we're kids, and we always say, that'll never be me. I'm not going to be like them. I'm going to level up and be different. I have big dreams for my life. And then before you know it, it's like, bam, wait a minute, I'm doing all the same things. What happened? So that's a generational curse. They're things that are passed down from generation to generation through a family bloodline. And this is both a spiritual thing and a learned thing. A lot of the times these things are learned behaviors. We either don't know any better because it's all we know and all we've ever been taught, or it was just the example that we've been given. But it's my belief personally that it also goes to the spiritual side, and there is such a thing as a generational curse. Now, I don't think that it's like a magical curse or a hex or something that you have to like burn a sage smudge or anything to get rid of. But I do think that there are things that are passed down through families that we inherit that are negative things. They're not good for our lives. And I'm here to talk to you today about how you can overcome that, transcend that, and how it all starts with you. So how do you break a generational curse? Let's just dive straight into it. Basically, you just don't do that thing, or you choose not to be those things. If it's generational poverty, you decide to follow your purpose and the calling for your life and pursue it relentlessly, level up your life, and just don't be in poverty. You know, I know that that sounds easier said than done, but it's true. Say that the generational curse is alcoholism. You just choose not to drink alcohol or only to have it in moderation. That's a choice that you make. So to put it simply, breaking a generational curse is just to break it. Sounds simple enough, right? And before I get into the complexities and all the nuances and all that of breaking generational curses and breaking it down in a complex manner, I just want you to know that to put it simply, you just don't do those things. You just decide not to be those things. Let's say everybody in your family line before you is in organized crime and you're supposed to be initiated into that at some point. You just say, I'm not going to be that. I'm going to do something better. I'm going to do something bigger with my life. I don't have to be the people that came before me. My family line, my lineage, my kingdom begins with me. You can make that decision. So with that being said, let's dive into some more of the complexities of the topic of breaking generational curses. And I'd like to begin with breaking your own nature or overcoming your own nature. A lot of the times, especially when we get older, maybe into our 30s, we start seeing ourselves repeating the same patterns that we said we were never going to do. And these are all sorts of things. I mean, once you reach a certain age, you realize, oh, I get it now. This is being an adult. This is being a grown up and being a grown person. And this is what the world is like. And you'll see yourself beginning to repeat the same patterns that you once hated, the things that you judged, the things that you said, I would never be like that. I would never do that. And a lot of times, these things that we begin doing can be directly related to the generational curses and things that have been passed down through our families, like drug use, alcoholism, poverty, all of these sorts of things, living paycheck to paycheck. These are all just realities that come with life. And not addressing those and deciding not to do those things or be those things are how those generational curses just continue on down the line. And if you're not careful, say you have children, those things will be passed on to them as well. So step one is overcoming your own nature. What is your own negative nature? What are the things that you said that you would never do that you're now doing as a grown person? What are the things that you said that you would never be that you've recognized that your parents did, or maybe your distant family did, their brothers and sisters, your aunts and uncles, grandma, grandpa, all of these negative things that you want to move past? And how can you just decide, make a firm decision to yourself just to overcome your own nature and to move beyond it and transcend it and be better? So you have to overcome those behaviors that were passed down to you. Like I said, sometimes these are just the only example that you had and you don't know any better. Sometimes it just happens. It's just life. You just suddenly realize, wow, I'm doing all the same things that all the people that came before me were doing in my family line. So I want to tell you very firmly and plainly, and I want you to remember this for the rest of your life, no matter how deep in you are, no matter how far you are, no matter how old you are, it's never too late to make change. I want you to know that your family line, your lineage, your kingdom starts with you. You can change the trajectory of your family line forever. Say your family line before you has always been on the same path. They all made the same mistakes. They've always been in poverty. They've always been drug users. They've always been criminals. They've always been alcoholics. Whatever the thing is that's negative, they've always been whatever you can think of. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever the thing is with your family that you despised and never wanted to be, it can change with you. And then past you, beyond you, you have changed the trajectory of your family line forever. So you might not come from a wealthy family, but you can create one beyond you. Everybody that comes after you could be wealthy if you change the trajectory of your family line. Say everybody before you was an alcoholic, like I've said 10 times, because I just love repeating myself, then you could decide, I'm not going to be an alcoholic. I'm not going to do those same things. I'm only going to drink in moderation, or I'm just not going to drink at all. And then teach that to your children and pass that on. And then their children and their children's children and everybody who comes after you in your family bloodline will no longer have that generational curse. It starts with you. Your lineage starts with you. Your history starts with you. Imagine yourself as a historical figure. Imagine yourself as a hero of myth. Imagine yourself writing your legend every day. What people will say about you when you're gone. What legend are you writing? What family line, what lineage are you writing? What are you passing down to your children? What are you passing down through your family line? And remember that it starts with you. Now, for me, the guys who came before me were mostly criminals and organized crime dudes and stuff like that. And I know that some people don't like it when I say those things on a public platform, but I'm not afraid to speak my truth. It's absolutely true that the people who came before me were criminals and they did some really crazy, shady, horrible things. It's just a fact. I don't know what more to say about that, but the point that I'm trying to make here is that I'm a good dad. I'm a good husband. I'm living a normal life. I don't do drugs. I don't break the law. I don't do crime. I don't hurt others intentionally. I'm not out to get anyone. You understand what I'm saying? I'm living a life of as close to righteousness as I'm capable as a human man. That's what I'm doing. I'm full of love in my heart. I have no intention to do anything wrong ever. I have chosen to be this. Now, could I have also been a criminal and pursued a dishonest life and a crooked way of getting money in a way that hurts other people? Could I have been a violent person? Could I be out to start fights and cause conflicts? Could I be out to land myself in prison and jail? Sure, but I just chose not to be that. I chose to be a good guy. There are plenty of things that were passed down through my family that could have been passed on to me. And sometimes I even recognize a lot of those things in myself and I realize, wow, I could be capable absolutely of being a terrible person, but guess what? I choose not to. And that starts with me, and my sons after me will be righteous men. They will be good men. They will be men of God and they will live good lives. It is my hope. I really hope and pray that. I mean, if they someday end up being terrible criminals, don't come back playing this and laughing at me. But what I'm saying is I will do everything that I possibly can to pass on the right things to my sons so that they are strong men in this world, so that they are good men, so that they are righteous men, so that they do good things, so that they don't want to harm others. You understand what I'm saying? So all of those generational curses that have been passed down through my family from poverty, criminal minds, criminal behavior, drug use, alcoholism, all of that stuff, I hope and I pray that by my example and by my shifting the paradigm that my sons after me will have none of those things in their life and that they will live good lives. That's what I hope and pray. So I'm doing everything that I can in my power to break all of those generational curses moving forward in my family line. I firmly believe that it starts with me. You see this picture up here? You can't really see it. It's out of frame, but that's a family crest that I designed, and there's words that go along with it. And that's something that I felt was very important, because I established, I said, my family line starts with me. I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to have a good family. I'm going to live a good, righteous life, as righteous as a human man can be. I'm not claiming to be perfect. I'm definitely not perfect. I have a lot of flaws, trust me. And I'm doing everything that I can to work through them every day. But what I'm saying is, it's a conscious decision to break those generational curses, to change the paradigm, to shift it, to not be those things, and to battle against one's own nature that's passed down to them. And all of those things that I realize that I have the capacity for, or I start doing, I'm like, wow, I never wanted to be that. I recognize it, I shift it, I change it, and I try to be the best me that I possibly can. And that's what you have to do. Try to be the best you that you possibly can, and just thrive, dude. Live life, be awesome. That's all you got to do. All of those things will be broken beyond you. It starts with you. You don't have to believe that 10 generations from now, finally, your family isn't in poverty. 10 generations from now, finally, your family might not be all criminals and drug users and that sort of thing. It starts with you. If you pursue your purpose, your passion, and your mission in life, and if you use your talents accordingly, and if you do everything that you can to level up your life every single day and be the best possible version of yourself that you can be, you will shift the paradigm and break the generational curse. It's just how it works. It starts right now. Like with you, it starts right now. After you, everything is different. Now, who benefits from you breaking generational curses and being the best you that you possibly can be? Well, we'll start with your family and everyone around you. They benefit. Everyone around you and your family benefits from you being the best you possible and saying, I'm not going to be that. That does not carry on with me. I kill that thing right now, and I'm better than that, and I'm above that. I transcend that, and I overcome that. What else benefits? Your health and your mental health. That's a huge one. So your health and your mental health will benefit from you breaking those generational curses, saying, I'm not going to be that. That dies with me. Your health and your mental health benefit because you are the best you possible. You don't have any guilt or shame. You're not holding on to baggage. You're not holding on to dramas. You are awesome. And that's all that matters from here on. It starts with you. Who else benefits? Those in your family line who come after you, even people that you don't even know, that you won't even have an opportunity to meet in this human life. Those people benefit because you broke the generational curses. You broke the paradigm and you shifted it. You changed the trajectory of your family life forever. Your family line is no longer in poverty. That ended with you. Your family line is no longer drug users. That ended with you. Your family line is no longer criminals because that ended with you. Once you made the firm decision and you changed the trajectory of your family life forever, the people who come after you for generations to come benefit. Greatness comes from your greatness. Pursue greatness in everything that you do. We have to get back in touch with the importance for our lives. We have to get back in touch with the importance of family lineages and everything that comes after us. It's not just about me. It's about my children and my children's children. Like I said, people who I will never meet because they're so far after me. It's for them. Me being the best self that I possibly can be is for them. Generations to come. Breaking all of those terrible negative things that have been passed down through my family. Like I said, it is not about me. It's for everyone after me. I'm breaking and shifting the paradigms. I'm breaking the generational curses. They no longer exist, and I declare it. I declare it firmly. I declare it in stone. Greatness comes from your greatness, and pursue greatness in everything that you do. And remember, you are a warrior king. You are a hero of myth and legend. You are a historical figure. Restore the importance for your life. Restore the vision of the people who come after you, your family line, your lineage. It all starts with you right here, right now. Level up your life, become the best you that you possibly can be, and thrive, and everyone after you will thrive. Like I said before, you may not have come from a wealthy family, but a wealthy family can come from you. Yeah, man, break the generational curses. There's not a whole lot to say about this because it just comes down to don't do it. Don't be those things. Don't be poverty. Don't be a criminal. Don't be a drug user. Don't do anything negative that you see has been passed down through your family. And especially when those things pop up in your own life and you say, holy shit, I never wanted to do this thing or be this thing. Stop it right there. Just stop it right there. Cut it off. Don't do it. Don't be it. Don't pass it on beyond you. Like I said, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about everybody who comes after us. Now, I know that this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but it's the week of Thanksgiving and there's a lot going on. As you may know, we have a newborn baby in the house as well, so it's been a little bit hectic around here. I just put up a video on YouTube where I did a 48-hour fast. It was pretty challenging, but I got through it. If you don't know, I'm trying to level up my physical physical fitness because I got pretty chubby staying at home being an author and all that. And I used to be super fit. I miss that. I want to be around for my kids and everybody who comes after me, my kids' kids. Maybe I'll get to meet them as well. So just trying to level up my health a little bit. So that video is about trying a 48-hour fast, about intermittent fasting and the benefits of that, but it's more like a vlog style video. If you're into that sort of thing, it's on the Warrior King Podcast YouTube channel, so check it out. I hope that this episode inspired you. If it especially inspired you, there's some links down in the description of this podcast or video where you can give to this podcast to help us keep making it. Or there's also a link where you can just buy me a coffee if that's something that you're into. If you're on YouTube, this podcast is streaming on all podcast platforms. So if you want to listen on your way to work or anything like that, get it on Spotify, Apple, anywhere else the podcasts are streamed. If you're getting this on one of those podcasting platforms, we also have a YouTube channel. So if you want to see the YouTube version of these talks, they're all up on that channel. Yeah, thank you so much for watching and listening. And if this episode inspired you, once again, push the like button, push the subscribe button, leave a rating and review on whatever podcast platform you're getting this on. All of that engagement, the comments, the ratings, stuff like that is how we reach more men worldwide. It's my mission to reach as many men as possible worldwide with these positive messages. So definitely engage with the content and stick around. Got tons of awesome stuff on the way. Thank you guys so much again, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.